We're live. Welcome back to Make a Short Story Long. It's been a hot minute, you guys.
Literally a hot minute. Alina got a sunburn in
Puerto Rico. It's true. And that butt sunburn, I cannot tell you. I mean, I did talk about it a lot on my Instagram stories.
Let me just say, like, when I saw, like, her talking about her butt, if you want to take this out, you can. I was like, okay, Alina's being dramatic. No, she was not being dramatic. Like, I even told her, I was like, I thought you were being dramatic. That is the worst sunburn I've ever seen in my life.
Everyone thought I was being dramatic, except for the people that didn't. And I want to say, I got a lot of positive responses on Instagram, on my stories. Yeah. Because people were, they've still, like, I ran into someone the other day in person, and they go, Farley, can you stop shaking? This is going to pick up on the mic. Thank you. I ran into this person.
Yeah.
I ran into her, and she's like, Farley, you can't breathe.
If I
can't pant, you can't pant. That's our slogan. Make a short story long. If I can't pant, you can't pant.
A title is long, or what is it?
The title is long, what?
A podcast as long as its title.
A podcast as long as its title.
Something. I don't know. I have it in my notes.
Anyway, so I run into this lady that I know in person, and the first thing she does is say, how is your butt sunburn? And I was like, oh, yeah. I've been talking so much about that on Instagram.
That's so nice.
It was really sweet. But I've had a couple people do that. They reach out and ask. So thank you guys so much. I just want to reiterate that my butt sunburn is good. Farley, I'm going to have to throw you off my purple mattress. That's right. We're sitting on a purple mattress because Purple did not sponsor this podcast. No one sponsors us. Nobody loves us. Farley, if you're going to pant, I'm going to throw you out in the kitchen.
Please send donations. Farley needs a fan.
Apparently.
Oh, this poor dog.
I'm sorry, guys. It's just your background is going to be a panting dog. Farley needs a fan. Maybe turn down the gain a little bit. Maybe that's not the right way. Okay. Alrighty.
A podcast as long as its title. That's what I have in my notes. Just that. That's the first. Also, people ask me how we came up with this. Literally, we were sitting on the floor,
mm-hmm.
and we came up with it, and then that was it.
The idea for the podcast or the name of the podcast?
It was the only one I have on my list that we are creating.
We did not debate any other names.
No. I always say...
We did Google, though, and make sure that nobody else had that podcast name.
Yes.
So we weren't, like, 100%
mm-hmm.
dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back. So, yeah, it's been a hot minute. I was gone, and Amanda was gone in spirit.
I've been at the lake. I've been laking.
You have been laking a lot. I've been noticing that laking.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm happy.
Good. Find your happy spot. We're all about that. I am, personally... I'm a happy person podcasting.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, fun fact. I also am now a surveyor.
A property surveyor. Nice.
By my own saying so.
Oh, okay. So there's no test you had to take?
No. Like, definitely not legally. But we've been trying to find this property for, like, 50 years.
Uh-huh.
So we have this, like, 80-year-old map from my grandpa, from his mom, and we couldn't find the property that we owned. And I was like, Give me the map. So then they showed me the map, and it was like this terrible map.
Show me the map.
Yeah, buddy. And literally found the property.
What?
It's in the middle of Sundance. No, Snowbird. No, Solitude.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. You're an official surveyor.
Yep.
Found the property. I'm gonna be honest. And as soon as you said that, I thought it was someone who takes surveys.
They could be. I don't know. I don't even know if that's the official title.
You know what? There is no official title.
But you know what? He couldn't do his job because he couldn't find it.
Yeah. Take that, Mr. Surveyor. Yeah. Or Mrs. Surveyor. Women can also not do their jobs.
Yeah. So.
We're going to be even in our sexism.
I'm going to start treasure hunting because I think I can do things that I can't. Oh, wait.
We should stay on there. Okay.
So what's your topic for today?
Well, I just feel like we have so much to catch up on, though.
I got a black eye.
You got a black eye? How'd you get it?
You can't even tell anymore. No. Can you even see it?
Uh-uh.
So yesterday, I got hit. Someone sprayed me with a jet ski. And I was like, oh, that's funny. And they did it again. And literally just got a black eye from the water. Because it was so hard. So that was dumb. But I'll show you a photo. We can post it. Look how bad this is.
Oh, ow.
Yeah. So that was my... It was funny, though. It was a great experience.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm disappointed I don't get to wear an eye patch.
You can always wear an eye patch.
That's true. I was like, that would be...
I can make you one.
That's what... I was going to make one, and then it was like, I could...
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
What a fun date night idea. We make each other eye patches.
And then go to the chocolate.
We do a double date. Our men make eye patches, because that's a man's job. And the woman sit at home and eat chocolate.
Oh, I was like, where's this? Here's the thing, though. I'm always the man in the relationship.
Okay, so you make the eye patch. And I sit at home and eat chocolate.
You and my date can go do something.
Yeah. All right.
Me and your...
Okay. This could work.
Yeah.
By the way, do we want to give like a quick little dating update? I know that my mom listens to this podcast, and this is the only way she finds out about my relationships.
Oh my gosh, I love your mom.
I keep it very tight.
Okay.
Very little details.
Okay.
But I would just like to say, the last episode we recorded, I honestly have no idea where we left off in my dating life. There's somebody new, and then they were gone, and then there was somebody new. Yeah. But kind of old, because they were, like, from high school, but they didn't know it. They were new to my life.
But you didn't talk about that person.
I never talked about that person. Okay, yeah. So, he was new, he's old, and he's now old news.
Okay.
But I'm hoping he'll
be new?
Become newer news.
So, like, third time around new?
Yeah, maybe, like, third time.
Refurbished.
Refurbished news.
Yeah.
Refurbished.
Tri-furbished.
Furby. It's a Furby. All right, Furby's I'm dating back. A Furby.
Sorry, that's what it is. Yeah. Sorry, Mom. I just got real into furries, and it just went down a weird path. So, vintage.
Vintage.
Vintage furries.
I prefer those vintage furries. They're kind of like 1960 mascots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Kind of like the old Coca-Cola polar bear.
Like molded.
Moldy.
I just don't like... That has to be a health issue with those heads.
Yeah.
Because, like... Nobody, I don't know.
Oh, I forgot to tell you this. This is something I learned in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Don't say the Porto. It's just Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Okay, did you know? I learned two things. I learned so much Spanish while I was there.
Oh, my gosh. We can speak in Spanish now because I
took Spanish to in high school. Ah, me gusta.
Más o menos.
I
think it means more or less.
Okay. So I learned, one, that rico means rich. Which is interesting because then my first connection was
Hannah Montana.
Yes! Yeah! the rich kid in Hannah Montana's name was Rico. Yeah. Is that the funniest thing? That was my instant first thing.
That's so funny.
Nobody else thought that was cool, but I was freaking out.
Well, usually, and also like someone named Rico, like in all the, like in any movie, it's like this suave Rico, you know?
Suave. Like, and then the second thing I learned
is don't name your kid Rico because they'll turn out like.
Yeah. I saw mascote somewhere on there, and I was like, what the heck? Sebastian, does mascot mean, like, animal? And he said it means pet.
My glasses.
Your glasses fell down. Her glasses fell down right at that moment in the shock. So mascot means pet in Spanish. But it's probably pronounced like mascote. Rico mascote.
Honestly, accents, I have no idea what's going to come out.
Remember in high school Chinese. When you thought that guy had an accent, but he had a speech impediment?
There was this guy sitting next to me in class, and he had an accent. And I said, oh, I like your accent. Where are you from? He said, oh, I'm from here. And then I was like, no, you have an accent. And he was like, my dad's from New York. And I was like, oh, that's what it is then, I guess. Because I knew nothing in high school. So then I met his girlfriend, and I was like, oh, I sit by your boyfriend in my class, like, in computer tech. And I was like, he's super nice. And anyway, this girl was in my photography class, and so I was like telling her, like, I was like, oh, your boyfriend's so nice. And I was like, yeah, he has a cool accent. And then she was like, he doesn't have an accent. And I was like, no, he hasn't. If it's the same kid, he has an accent. He said his dad's from, like, clearly she knows this. And she was like, it's not an accent. He has a speech impediment. And I was like, oh, it's really cool. And then I never talked to him again. Because I felt so bad. Like, at that point, just don't
hang me out to dry.
That was an accent.
I know. I don't blame you. Anyway, so that was the update on my life. Quick update. How was your August? Give us the rundown.
That
was a rundown.
Long month. That consisted of 30 days.
31, I want to say.
Not for me. Not for me. Oh, that coma. Lost a day in the coma. It was a...
We actually... Coma. Did you know coma is a trial thing short?
Comatosis.
That's right. Glad you finished that, because I was going to try to think of a joke for it, but I couldn't. So, you nailed my punchline.
Good. Yeah, so August was a long month. That was really hot. Oh, my AC broke, so it's...
Do you know AC is short for?
Air conditioning.
Alina Camilla.
Helser.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That's why my old email was the AC man.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. I was a clever sixth grader. What can I say? It weared off.
ctrdancerlove00@gmail.com. Hit me up.
HMU.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, I have so many Neopets under that email, and I can't figure out the password. And
Dude, that's rich. You could sell those on the black market.
Yeah, I could never get the... There was one that you could... Anyways.
When are Neopets going to start trading on the New York Stock Exchange?
When are Neopets coming back? On the New York Stock Exchange?
I want a Neopets renaissance.
Yeah, why can't... Like, we have Bitcoin. Yeah. Why don't we start trading freaking...
Plushies again.
That's
I was a plushie collector on Neopets. No. Neopets, more like Neopets.
Yeah.
Wait, Neopets, more like Neo mascots? I'm not saying I like myself.
Neo mascots.
That's what they call them in Puerto Rico. Which brings me to the topic of this week. Glitter. Now, hear me out. I know what you're thinking. Glitter. But our dear Martha Stewart, insider trading, our neighbor, blank blank, I'll bleep out his name, blankety blank, who was arrested for insider trading, but their car had a TV on the back of every seat before he was arrested.
I was just going to say Justin Bieber's roast, but that... What?
Oh, that wasn't insider trading.
Close enough. Yeah. Honestly, it's all the same thing to me. They get to go to a fancy jail.
They go to, yeah, we call those jails
apartments. White collar.
we're not on the same page today, but we're trying.
Yeah.
It's because you lost a day in August.
I have to catch up. So you're going to have to do a coma, or I'm going to have to do like
the toast.
Yeah, the toastis, so.
The toastis. So now, glitter, so our dear friend Whitney sent me this New York Times expose about glitter because.
What's that short for?
Expositories.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. Wow. Put that in your Webster and dictionary it.
Try
it.
It's not possible.
You can't. She sent me this whole expose, though, on glitter, and I was so enthralled by it. Enthralled is short for enthralled. And I took a deep dive, and now we're going to talk about glitter. Because if you think about it, what is glitter made out of?
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Little mirrors.
Why do you put little mirrors on your lips and your eyes? Doesn't that seem dangerous?
Yeah, no, that's why I can't wear chunky glitter eyes. That's why brands that come out with chunky glitter eyeshadow, it always disappears after a few months. Tarte.
How does glitter go away in the environment? It doesn't. Short story long. All right, so let's get into this.
Where do shoes go?
Where do shoes go? I don't know. They biodegrade and Toms throws them into Africa. This isn't about shoes. This is about glitter. If you ask me about glitter shoes, I could tell you.
Well, that's what I was thinking of. I was like...
Like Dorothy's Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
They're in the Oz. But...
Is there so much glitter that we can't biodegrade it?
No, I just don't think glitter ever biodegrades because...
I thought you were going to say there was an issue with glitter.
There is an issue with glitter.
Oh!
Yeah! We're going to get into the issue with glitter.
Because I know, like, when it gets on me, it's on me for, like, a week.
Yeah. The glitter is the STD of...
Oh, yeah. No, on Bachelor in Paradise. I started watching that recently. Yeah. And there's this one girl and she wears glitter and it's... I wouldn't be shocked if she had an STD. I don't know. It's just...
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Glitter is a visual representation of your inner... Just kidding. Glitter's great. And I'm personally a big fan of glitter. I was going to look around my room to
Except
see if I
glitter toes. Anything. That is gone. That is not a thing anymore.
Yeah, glitter toes can die. You hear that, Mom? She has some really nice glitter toes right now.
Oh, except Julie. His mother.
All right. So, if you think that glitter originated with Tinkerbell, you are mistaken. That's just a dumb line from that article.
I could have written a better article.
No, this isn't the New York Times. This is the HuffPost one. So, in 1934, A machinist from New Jersey came up with a way of grinding up plastics that caught the light. And his company, so there's like three glitter manufacturers in the world, like three biggies, pretty much three that do like almost 100% of all the glitter in the world.
Glitter tycoons.
And two of them, of the glitter tycoons, are in New Jersey, which is really weird.
Because New Jersey seems like a sketchy area to show, like, have glitter. Yeah.
Why is all the glitter coming from New Jersey? And so this place, Meadowbrook Inventions, is like the leading glitter supplier. And they're very secretive. They actually said in this article that the girl, she like went and took a tour, and that was like a big deal. Like, no one can go and tour their factories, and she couldn't take pictures. Like, she couldn't do a lot.
Okay, like
she
couldn't
describe the machinery.
Yeah. Okay, North Korea.
But she asked them, like, what's the number, like, the biggest industry that you supply glitter to? And the person was like, I obviously can't tell you that. And she was like, well, can you give a hint? And she goes, no, but I will say that you would be shocked. The world would be shocked to find out that what this is made out of glitter.
Floam.
Floam.
Moon shoes.
Moon shoes. No, I think it's probably like some medical thing. I don't know.
Coke. It's just glitter.
What? You'd be shocked to find out.
Shocked. I'm trying to think of everything that I've ever been like, what's this made of? But glitter's one of them. So
it's not made from mica. It's generally synthetic material. And
so all the glitter comes from these three places.
Yeah.
No, like, nobody's leaked the glitter secret.
No. And nobody knows, like, this technique that they do. Like, glitter is a very... Glitter is a more tighter-held secret than what's in Coca-Cola. Because we all know Coke is in Coca-Cola. Like, cocaine. But we don't know what glitter is made out of and how it's made.
There's no aspartame in glitter. But... Wait, what is glitter? Okay,
so, like, you can make glitter. Like, there is some glitter that comes in nature, right? That's how we saw it as humans. We were like, oh, that's sparkly.
Like, when I see dust fly by.
Yeah, like, mica has some glitter effects. You see that in rocks.
Okay.
But, like, glitter that we know that we put on our lips, body glitter. We put on our nails, we put on our walls.
So, what if, like, I'm saying, like, highlight. So, for, like, highlight.
We don't know.
Is that glitter?
Yeah, there's glitter in that. So, it can be... It's synthetic most of the time.
So I have the world's secret in my purse right now.
You've got the world's
secret. I have Jeffree Star's...
In your purse.
Highlighter.
Sorry. I have ISS, involuntary singing syndrome. So it could be anything from copolymer plastics to aluminum foil to iron oxides. You could even make glitter in your home by stirring food coloring into salt and blah, blah, blah. But... So like, that's just, like...
The stuff in the back of your phone right now.
Couldn't tell you what that's made out of.
Let me see it. Let me look real close. Have we took a microscope? I don't think scientists have done that.
We...
Just kidding.
We just don't know. Okay, but I'm really trying to access this New York Times article, so, and it's like...
Glitter's number one buyer is...
Is an industry...
That we would be shocked to find out that... What?
Why won't the New York Times let me read this without logging in?
Because that's what the New York Times does.
I know, but...
You know what I think? I've been saying for years they're part of the glitter tycoon industry.
They might be, but they wrote this really great article. Continue without subscribing. Okay, I just want to read the glitter article. So it's called What is Glitter?
Is GlitterX one of the companies?
GlitterX is one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the one that she tours. Glitter is made from glitter. So, like, a bigger glitter begets a smaller glitter, begets a smaller glitter, begets a smaller glitter. So
that's my kind of... That's
It's like the Bible.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. John begat Joseph, who begat
Isaiah. So big glitter, and then they just take a cheese grater to it and then make little glitter.
Yeah, essentially.
Okay.
But what is big glitter made out of? Who is big glitter? This goes all the way to the top. I don't know. It goes all the way to the top is all I'm saying. Maybe we're all getting cancer because of glitter. So.
I don't wear a lot of glitter. My family definitely, they're not glitter people and we don't have cancer.
Well.
So maybe that's.
That's somehow connected. So yeah, GlitterX is one of the big ones.
I want to know their
number one. So the first biggest one is in New Jersey, and the second biggest one is in New Jersey. And
I wonder if diamonds, people who like make diamonds, if they're putting glitter inside.
I don't know. I think
that would make sense.
Rock people can kind of tell a difference.
That's true.
That
was really dumb.
So in New Jersey, the Glitter X factory is just located in a beige business park. And it's by, like, airports and a nut plant. Like, you would never know what goes on. You would never drive by this and think, wow, all of the world's glitter is made in that building. They're very, like, secretive.
So it's like Willy Wonka.
Yeah. And if you want to order some glitter from Glitter X, the minimum order size is 10 pounds, which, fun fact, because I was like, oh, that's not that much. 10 pounds is enough to supply half a million bottles of nail polish.
Say that stat one more time.
So their minimum order quantity is 10 pounds. 10 pounds of glitter
half supplies a million.
500,000 nail polish bottles.
Essie.
What?
That's nail polish brand.
Yes. Like the standard nail polish.
So their minimum, so you have to order at least 10 pounds.
Yeah, which is enough.
But you know what? That makes sense. Like, glitter is not heavy.
Okay, so this is kind of how the guy who explains this is how glitter is made. It's a polyester film.
Okay.
And it's like a strip of clear material, like 5 inches wide. Some people know it as Mylar, if that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Baby name.
Yeah.
And it's the same polymer used in water bottles. So most of it is made from that. And so they just, like, cut up that Mylar and stuff.
I think I could make glitter if you gave me, like...
And then it's metallicized with aluminum. So, like, clear glitter is just, like, plain Mylar. And the italicized one is made from, like, colored aluminum that's put on. The aluminum is, like, pressed on both sides of the Mylar. And then cut up really finely.
Oh.
But the thing is...
Wait, so what do we not know?
Well, that's, like, pretty much all we know. Like, there's a lot more that goes into it, and that's a very basic thing, but you could never do it yourself because nobody knows the process of it. Glitter...
Do people steal from the glitter industry? Is there underground glitter? Is there, like, a rogue glitter community that they're, like... These three companies are, like...
I don't think glitter is being sold on, like, the black market or anything. Okay. I think glitter does have a pretty affordable price, although maybe I just think that because I've never bought 10 pounds of glitter.
Like, straight glitter.
Yeah straight glitter. I'm sure they have a great margin on it because it's pretty much a duopoly because there's only, like, two giant glitter manufacturers, so they can kind of charge what they...
I thought
there was three. But, like, the third one's, like, it's, like, one and two are here, oh. And then, like, three. So, like...
Okay.
Like
Febreze and like Glade or Airwick.
Oh, here we go. A 10-pound plastic bag of glitter cost... Do you want to have any guess?
Yes, I want to guess. I love the guessing game.
I love it.
Everyone hates the guess.
Tell me, what do you guess?
10-pound bag of glitter can make 500,000 bottles of nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
10-pound bag of glitter, I'm going to say $2 million.
That doesn't even make sense. Why would that think about that? $2 million?
I don't know. How are they making money?
A 10-pound bag? That's only $1,000.
They can make 500,000 bottles of nail polish.
Yeah, but nail polish bottles aren't that expensive.
Essie is. Wait, so are these glitter people, they're not rolling in the money then?
They are rolling in the money because people buy glitter for a lot of things. We make more than just 500,000 nail polish bottles a year.
I don't even think I buy nail polish with glitter in it. Wait, so 10 pounds of glitter cost $1,000?
Yeah.
I just want to see what straight glitter looks like. Like what, because I can't buy that, you know what I mean?
Straight glitter looks like what's in the back of my phone, like this. It's just glitter is glitter. You can buy straight glitter. You can go to a craft store. You can go to Hobby Lobby, walk your booty down there and say, I want to buy some straight glitter.
Glitter.
You can do it. I did find the part. Okay, so the author asks her tour guide, like, can you tell me who their biggest... market is, their industry, which industry was their biggest market. And she says, no, absolutely cannot. And then the author goes, but you know what it is? And the tour guide says, Oh, yes. And you would never guess it. Let's just leave it at that. And I asked why she couldn't tell me, and she says,
toilets.
Because they don't want anyone to know that it's glitter.
Contacts. I think I could, if you gave me like 6 weeks, I think I could say what it is. I can say a lot of words.
Well, we're going to get into conspiracies about it.
Ooh, okay.
But here's the bad thing. So the plastic film that the glitter is made out of
takes
about 1,000 years to completely biodegrade on Earth.
So these glitter shoes were not...
Which means every glitter that's ever been invented is still on this Earth. Think about that.
And there's no purpose for glitter.
No, it's just an aesthetic thing. Although, I mean, maybe there's some purpose in that company that doesn't want us to know that it's glitter. You know, like, there could be some scientific thing. Like, well, it could be in bombs or something.
Well, I mean, if it is in contacts, it's helping people see.
Yeah, I just don't think it is.
I'm just saying.
All I'm saying...
I don't think we know that
yet. ...is that...
Cataract
it's
surgery.
A microplastic.
Okay.
And those are really bad for the ocean. Like, for our listeners that are out there and they care about the environment, I just want to let them know to stop wearing glitter.
How much glitter is on the bottom of the ocean?
Hey, Google. How much glitter is on the bottom of the ocean?
I'm going to ask Siri. Hey, Siri, how much glitter is on the bottom of the ocean? She doesn't like to listen to me. Hey, Siri, how much top glitter results. Is on the bottom of the ocean?
The top results here is... To save the oceans, you should give up glitter from National Geographic.
My phone took how much litter is on the bottom of the ocean, which makes a lot more sense than how much
but
glitter.
But yeah, tons of people are saying, or like, glitter, this is interesting, glitter was actually banned in the UK from festivals. You know, people love, like, Coachella, and they wear, like, their glitter. Well, in the UK, you can't do that anymore because it's...
Dude, glitter's been big with...
Very bad for the environment.
Yeah. Well, because highlight is, like... Fine. It's not, I don't think highlights glitter.
I don't know. All I know is that, like, if you put, like, glitter, like...
Because that's big for Coachella.
You're putting little plastics on your face.
Which is ironic, because Coachella seems like very eco-friendly people.
Look, and I'm saying, so animals die from starvation when microplastics collect in their systems, and the material can make its way up the food chain to end up on your plate.
See what you're doing, music festival
you're
goers?
You're eating plastic, bitches. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy that all the glitter that's ever been out there is...
The glitter that I think I've ever used is microscopic. It's not, like, that glitter. You know what I mean?
But the microscopic thing, it's just... Yeah, it's a microplastic. I cannot tell you if the sparkle in your highlighter is made from microplastics. You will have to research that yourself.
Does dust ever go away? That was a dumb... That was...
From dust to dust, we will turn.
We'll run. We will ride. What is glitter? Now I'm like, what is...
What like, is glitter?
Like,
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna ask
So
you.
Now, anyway, there's a lot of things about glitter conspiracy theories.
I can almost be certain that the top buyer is not makeup.
No, it's not, because the top buyer doesn't want you to know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Glitter's a fad. It goes in and out. So, like, makeup, it has to be something that's...
Okay, so there's a few conspiracies.
Okay.
For what massive amounts of glitter are used for that we don't know about. Because, yeah, like you point out, glitter and makeup comes in, comes out, mm-hmm. and it's still not massive enough quantities to sustain these huge glitter corporations that are very secretive.
Yeah, and the amount of people that buy makeup is actually, like, the amount of my friends that would even buy glitter is, you know, not...
Yeah, exactly. So,
high.
Some people think that it's, like, weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Like, explosives, and they use the microplastics to do...
Reflect and, like, create energy. That's what makes
stuff
sense
like
to
that,
me.
Yeah. Some people think it's, so like, in toothpaste.
It creates a lot of energy. Like, glitter. That's, like, micro little batteries, you know? Yeah, toothpaste makes sense. But there is glitter in my toothpaste.
Well... Then we solved it.
Wait, no. Oh, it's those little strips. Never mind.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Door handles. Have we checked that? No, I don't think they would care. I think it's contacts. I think contacts are made of glitter. They just melt the glitter.
Some people think it's fighter jets. So most military aircrafts are equipped with tubes of chaff, which are millions of tiny aluminum fibers.
Okay.
To boggle, like, radar-guided missiles and tracking systems to kind of, like, throw them off their track. And according to an October Pentagon report, there's only one supplier of this chaff. And so people think that it's Glitter X.
Or it's the contact company.
But other people are like, well, that's glass fibers, not plastic fibers.
Okay. Yeah, they know what they're saying.
Another one thinks it could be a spacecraft.
The stars?
Yeah.
Are throwing glitter in the sky?
Like, to protect the spacecraft from temperatures of, like, extreme outer space. But I don't know why they, like, if why space would be like, don't tell people we use glitter.
I think it has to be something that people would be, like, that's not, that would be, like, a fun fact. What's, like, what's the right engine of a spacecraft made of?
Glitter! Yeah. The same stuff you put on your nail polish.
Nail polish. I think it has to be, like, something, you're right, like, pharmaceutical or medical or like
this is another interesting one. Sand. So the world is running out of sand. I know there's like so much for us to worry about. We're running out of sand, we're running out of helium. Glitter takes 1,000 years to biodegrade. We're killing this planet.
We're running out of helium?
Yeah. There's helium is a finite stuff. Yeah, because there's no more left on the earth. Like all the helium we have is
I sucked it all.
All the helium is left. There's
a helium plant.
We will not make any more new helium.
Yeah, there's one in... Well, I don't know if they make it, but I had to buy a ton of helium one time.
Yeah, we cannot make helium.
Yeah, no, I just had to go to a helium store. It's like a plant, though.
Yeah.
And I had to buy, like, a ton of helium, and it was so expensive.
$2 million for 10 pounds. I don't know the going price of helium.
By the big tube.
By a big tube. No, so but some people think that it could be sand, because the world is running out of sand, and the construction industry... That is another good topic for another good day. But people think...
I can only solve one of these world's issues at a time.
Give me one day.
Give me one and then I'll...
Glitter today, sand tomorrow. Yeah.
Sand I'll do tomorrow at lunch.
That's my lunch break.
Yeah.
So some people are like, could the sand industry be spiking sand with like some Mylar glitter to kind of get that natural sparkle of like the Key West quartz sand for cosmetic uses in concrete floors, walls, and countertops? Because sand, right, it makes a lot of other stuff. Like sandpaper. Like sandpaper. But no, like sand is in like...
Concrete.
In concrete and stuff like that. Yeah. And so they're like, well, maybe they're adding glitter into that to get that look of like a fancier sand look.
But I don't think so, because 10 pounds of sand... is a lot heavier than 10 pounds of glitter.
But they're not saying it's 100% glitter. They're spiking it with glitter.
They're
falsifying their sand. You know how, like, there's those doctors that...
Impregnate.
That's exactly where I was going at. Yep. I can't believe you knew that. Yep. Yeah. So there's doctors that they say, oh, yeah, I'm going to, like, give you this other person's sperm. Yeah. But then they put in their own semen.
Yeah.
The sand industry is putting the semen of the glitter into theirs.
Okay, hold on. Give me, like, 1 minute to process that. The sand industry is putting their glitter... So they're giving us more sand? Oh, they're taking the sand, multiplying it, and creating glitter?
They're saying, this is 100% sand, and the doctor's like, this is 100% the semen you want, but what he's really doing...
We're cross metamorphizing.
We're cross-promoting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's is this for the sand industry? Is that what you're...
I'm a sand promoter.
Actually, I used to play in the
Here's
sand
Here's my
all
business
time.
Card. Oh, sorry, it slid through your fingers. Like sand.
Here's my business card.
Take it. And another one, is fishing bait. And whatever. Toothpaste was a big thing. And then money.
Oh, fish bait. That's the amount of people that fish.
I know. Like, fish bait could not be the number one
thing. I've been trying to find one of my friends that'll fish. None of them will fish with me. Wait.
Is that a poke at me for... You actually never asked me to fish, so...
I did. I just figured you were not a fisher.
You figured correctly.
Yeah.
I would fish. I would change my whole personality and fish for a boy.
I thought you were going to say for me. See, I went fishing one time on a date with this kid, and that was, like, when I fell in love with it, and I was like, I'm such a better fisher than you. But he was super... He was a big fisher.
He was a big, big fish.
Yeah.
Big fish, starring Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm. No, I love fishing because... unless they say you can't talk. I also love golfing.
Unless they say you can't talk.
Unless they're like, Amanda, stop talking.
Yeah. I also love movies. Unless they say you can't talk.
That's why I invite you to my movies for my office, for my events.
Which I appreciate. So, anyway, that's pretty much the end of glitter. I just think we're not thinking enough about glitter. And let's put it back in our lives. And please...
let's create more glitter.
Let's make glitter great again.
Let's make glitter gleam again. Yeah.
I hate when people do that slogan and substitute things for it. So
it's old. Yeah.
It's dumb. It's old. So 4 years ago. Anyway, grab your tinfoil hat and just, like, let me know what you think.
Because it's made of glitter.
It's made of glitter. Do you think that the biggest industry is missiles, aircrafts, fighter jets, toothpaste? Like, I'm just super interested.
Okay, honestly,
and we'll accept all theories.
So I really think it's contacts.
Or contacts. If you support Amanda's contact theory, if you could just...
I don't think we've checked it yet.
Go down that road a little bit.
Like, it just makes sense to me. Like, if I melted down a ton of clear glitter, I could feel like I could make a contact.
Because
it changes your vision.
Who am I to judge another?
It reflects in your eyes.
When I walk imperfectly.
Who was carrying me? It was I who was carrying you.
When you look down in the sand.
There's two footsteps.
In the semen sand.
Yeah. There was two footprints. You know?
Where are the others? Glitter X.
Carrying you. The whole way. That's what I'm... Who paid your tuition?
Glitter X. Who's the worst ex you've ever had?
Glitter X. Yep.
Damn straight.
He never leaves. 10,000 years.
1,000 years and he has yet to go.
Oh. Wait, how many years?
1,000.
So, glitter takes how long?
1,000 years to biodegrade.
When did they first start their company?
Definitely not over 1,000 years ago.
I'm wondering if...
I think in, like, 1960.
Yeah. When was glitter created?
Like,
a world without glitter is
like 1934.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm fairly certain about that.
They were sick of black and white, and they were like, guys, we're living... And that's actually when they created color. Because everything, if you look at photographs, everything was...
Black.
They had no color back then.
Color only exists because Glitter X.
Mm-hmm.
What Glitter X put into the world, Glitter X can take out of the world.
Exactly.
Put that on our merch.
Yep.
I'm confident.
I'm confident.
I'm confident in you. I'm confident in me. and I'm rambling
I'm confident.
On.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you're
that's
confident.
Good.
I'm confident.
And anyway, if you want to, just quick to wrap this up, we are back on the charts for India's Top Comedy Podcast. We're like number 263. So if you know someone in India, throw this podcast to them.
Teeth cleaning. You know when you go to the dentist?
Uh-huh.
That could be glitter.
Anything could be glitter.
This is a bad subject for me.
No, I'm glad. I always want to do subjects that really get you to start thinking about the way you see glitter. If you look back on every episode I've done, they're all related to glitter. Incels don't wear enough glitter.
They are not. Oh, I met one. We're not going to talk about that.
Mm, we'll talk about that off air.
Yep.
Anyway, this has been another great episode of
Make a Short Story Long.
I'm your co-host, Alina. We've never done this before. Why are we doing it now?
And I'm your other co-host because... Wait, Amanda.
I'm Amanda. And we love you.
We're the only podcast with no host.
Because we're hostesses.
Cupcakes.
Ba-ba-doo.
Okay.
We can get stop. I'm trying to stop recording. Why is it not stopping?
Where's your dog?
Please stop recording.